Let me ask you a question by a show of hands and be honest. How many people, after doing it 1, 2, 3 times, felt a little more comfortable the third time than you did right the first time? Okay, let me explain something. Let me explain something about the mouth. The words that come out of your mouth in certain orders, if you've never done it before, it's foreign. There is what's called syntax. It's the order in which things come out. If you actually rehearse saying a phrase over and over and over and over again, and I'm not talking 1,000 times, but if you just rehearse a phrase 4, 5, or 6 times, it flows easy. It flows much, much, much better. These are phrases that I'm going to be teaching you that you haven't said before ever in your life. I've said them 100,000 times. They flow. Blaine has said them thousands of times, tens of thousands of times, probably. Chris has said them. It flows because we know them, we've rehearsed them, we've practiced them. So the phrases that I tell you are easy. They flow. When they flow, there's no vibrational discord. If it's something you haven't said before, your brain goes into confusion. You begin to doubt the words coming out. It's like a baby speaking for the first time. They're doubting what they're saying. So if you're saying this phrase for the first time, you're doubting what you're saying. And now there's vibrational discord between the doubt of what you're saying, I don't believe it, and the intention you're trying to throw out, which is, you know, it's the greatest business, greatest membership, but it's not for everybody, and I'm doing it with... So you have all this conflict going on. The person picks it up and doesn't get in. That's how it works on an energetic basis. This is the real magic that nobody understands in terms of selling or presenting or negotiating or trying to persuade someone to a certain point of view. This is the secrets that nobody knows. There's a lot of people that know it, but no one's ever taught anybody. I mean, I learned it. Didn't like just come to me in out of the thin air. You know, I was actually taught this by people that were infinitely better than me. I mean, virtual magicians in terms of their ability to do this. And I trained and I learned over time. This is one of the things that I was kind of picked to do. So this is something that you just can't get, you know, out in the street. It's very important how you do this. It is saying the right words, being comfortable with saying the right words, having the right words flow naturally, while having the right intention going out at the same time. When you're congruent with all these different elements, and there's other elements as well, that's when you are incredibly effective at communicating. And that's when people like you, and that's when people have affinity towards you, and that's when people want to be on your team. They want to join you. They want to be in business with you. They want to. You know, they're excited about being involved with something with you, as opposed to, this guy gives me the willies. You know, he's just like, I don't want to be in business with him. I don't trust him. I don't know. He looks a little. I'm not too sure. And some of you felt that way about different people, and then other people you just have an automatic instant affinity with because you're vibrational matching. So this is one of the things about getting these phrases correct. So the phrase is real simple. Hey, I listened to this. I found it pretty interesting. I don't know if you'll have any interest. That's a release statement, and there's a bunch of them. I don't know if this is a fit for you. That's another release statement. I don't know if this would be up your alley. That's another release statement. See, there's a bunch of release statements. I'm going to teach them to you. Don't worry. Oh, you're going to write it down. Okay. Yes, you can, but I'm going to teach them to you. You're going to give me a chance to write it down. So the first one is, I listened to this. I found it pretty interesting. Then release statement. I don't know if you'll have any interest. With the right intention. Okay. The right intention going out. And then, if I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? Yeah. Great. Well, let me know what you think. Bing, done, and then stop talking. End of story. I know some of you are thinking this is so hard to stop talking because I know so much and I've gone through so much training and I just want to share everything I know with everybody to help them. Don't talk. Just do that. Now, that's how you hand it out to anybody and everybody. How do you mail it to somebody? How do you mail it? There is a letter, I told you, it's on the marketing toolbox. There's two of them, one that goes out with this and one that goes out with your wish is your command. Who would you mail it to?